To the town of Aquafria rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip, for the stranger there among them had a big iron on his head, a big iron on his head. It was early in the morning when he rode into town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came a whisper from each lip. He's here to do some business with a big iron on his head, big iron on his head. In this town lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Ray. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more, 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came there to take an outlaw back alive or dead. Said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red, after Texas Red. Long before the story was related to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with a big iron on his head, big iron on his head. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from their windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death, about to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make a stand. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red and not clear leather, for a bullet barely ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly, with a big iron on his head, big iron on his head. It was over in a moment, and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have gone on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip, big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip.